Good morning. It's 6 o'clock. It's time for our prayer time get-together here on WHCB 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. If you have church news for us or community news for us or any kind of news for us, send it to us by way of our internet site, our website. Go to whcbradio.org, whcbradio.org, and you can give us your information by email, and we are most grateful for it because that means we get to serve the public by putting the information out there. In any given year, we probably put out, 1,500, 2,000, maybe even more. Messages of information about what's going on in the community, what's going on in your church. I've got some scripture to read to you from Psalm 27:10. This is King David, the psalmist himself, writing, "When my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will care for me." It's the Lord who takes care of us. Even if the nearest and dearest were to fail us, the Lord is our constant refuge. In Hebrews 13:5, we find a very similar passage where we see where Paul, or the writer of the Hebrews, if it wasn't Paul, is quoting and says, "For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you." That is, Jesus Christ himself will never leave us nor forsake us. Isn't that good? Never leaving us or forsaking us. I've got a poem I want to read to you, and we may talk a little bit about it as well before we go to prayer. You ready? It's one that does not have an author's name on it, so they call it anonymous, but somebody wrote it. We just don't know who. And it's this: "Not I, but Christ. Not I, but Christ, be honored, loved, and exalted. Not I, but Christ, be seen, be known, be heard. Not I, but Christ, in every look and action. Not I, but Christ, in every thought and word. Not I, but Christ, to gently soothe in sorrow. Not I, but Christ, to wipe the falling tear. Not I, but Christ, to lift the weary burden. Not I, but Christ, to hush away all fear. Not I, but Christ, in lowly, silent labor. Not I, but Christ, in humble, earnest toil. Christ only, Christ, no show, no ostentation. Christ, none but Christ, the gatherer of the spoil. Christ, only Christ, ere long will fill my vision. Glory excelling soon, full soon, I'll see. Christ only, Christ, my every wish fulfilling. Christ only, Christ, my all in all to be." Now, the question after you read a poem like that is, where is your sufficiency? It is in Jesus Christ alone. You know, when we look at Christ Jesus, he is our all in all. Now, it's a very interesting phrase, our all in all, but it's one that the Scripture uses and the Scripture teaches us. Everything in everything, all in all, is what the Scripture says that Christ is. He's not only the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the everything and everything, but he's our all in all. Everything that we need at every time we need it, at the best and most wonderful possible time, is when Christ is there. our all in all. When we look to the Lord, we find what we're seeking. We can look for salvation. We find it in Christ. We can look for completion. We find it in Christ. We are looking for whatever our needs are, we find it in Christ. In Ephesians 1:23, Paul wrote of this all-in-all situation. And in part, he wrote this. This is verse 23, which is the body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. It is in Christ. Paul wrote about all in all again in 1 Corinthians 15:28, when he said, "And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all." Or in 1 Corinthians 12:6, "And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all." Different perspectives of the same phrase, but it all comes back to the fact that it is Almighty God working through His Son, His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, and through the agency of the Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit. It is God, the triune God, working all in all. And so it's Christ alone that we look to. It is Christ alone that is our sufficiency. It is Christ alone that is our salvation. For it is by grace through faith that we're saved. That not of ourselves, not of works, lest any man, any woman should boast. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness to us, your grace, your mercy, your love. We thank you for loving us with a love that never fails. We thank you for giving us salvation that never fails. We thank you for giving us a home that will never fade away. We thank you for the eternity that you've placed in our hearts and for the love that we've seen through Jesus Christ. Now, Father, we ask that you would work in each of our hearts today in such a way that we would be yielded to you in all things. And help us to get the work done that you place before us, we pray. And we thank you in Jesus' mighty, wonderful, and amazing name. The great name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. That's the name in which we pray. Amen.